Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 12/18/2020. And I'm going to tell you what. This one's for the fighters. This one's for the guys, the gals, and the kids who will stand up for the Lord Jesus against evil and against anything that might come against him or them. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler, and thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, and even the Most High, thy habitation. And there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, and they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. And he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with a long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's a wild Friday, the 18th. It's one of those 3-6 days. Who knows what's going on? Who knows what's going on? But I'll tell you what. I started the day off looking again, and I'll just as an aside, I talked about it a little bit last night. This injections, these vaccines. I watched how Vice President Pence and his lovely wife and the Surgeon General got their vaccine today. And it was weird. They put the Band-Aid on them first and then pulled it back. And then I thought about that, and I wondered if maybe they'd already put the grid thing on them. The grid thing where it's like a grid and it's putting the chemicals in there that are organic that might become allegedly an organic chip that would allow for a mark of the beast for identification purposes. And also to be able to excite with some sort of a frequency from outside your body. How they can maybe control you or make you do something. Okay. And I saw that they did that, and it was strange. And then once again, on those jab sticks they had, the syringes, there was some kind of a weird white... some kind of a weird white appendage at the front of the syringe that was up above where the needle was. And I thought to myself, it looks like sort of like a little square. And I wonder if that thing has got the little jab needles in it that inject, allegedly, Lucifer rays or whatever that stuff is to cause a congealing that makes an organic-like chip inside your body. But I'm telling you that they then may have already had that little thing done before they came out Or they did it quick with the little deal when she rubbed a thing on it, and then she put the thing up to do the jab. But I think she may have, one of them may have put in the little square deal first, put the little grid, and then gives the injection. So there's anomalies with this stuff. And I urge you to research it and to really go to the Lord in prayer about whether you want to do it or what you want to do. And that's all I'll say about it. Now, I'm going to tell you what, there's all kind of stuff going on. And, you know, I'm going to read this. I don't have independent confirmation on all of it or any, you know, that much of it. But looking at the natural news site, the Health Ranger, he's given the most important situation update they've published so far. It's for Friday, December 18th. Runs 98 minutes. It says, see the video embedded below. But there's an alternative format. Basically, here's some of the highlights from the situations update that he gives. It says, Trump's intelligence and military team members have put everything in place for an insurrection act scenario. But Trump still has to be the one to pull the trigger. The question is, will he? That's a big, 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 big thing, because that involves the declaration of martial law, okay? Now, the Republican Party is finished, is the other part of the update. McConnell has just committed career suicide and discredited the entire party by siding with Biden as the winner of the obviously fraudulent election. A new political party will arise from all this, and Americans will reject both the hopelessly corrupt DNC and the pathetic, spineless GOP. We've all been thinking too small, he says in his update. Signs are now pointing towards a war with China, not merely a domestic war with the deep state. Yes, right now I told you about the plane that was, interestingly enough, squawking a Russian military aircraft, an Antonov 12, going up the coastline. That's something that the Russian paratroopers can jump out of. And that went up from the Caribbean and went skirted right along the coast of the United States, even within the 12-mile limit, and went directly over the Outer Banks, the Carolinas, up past Oceania, Virginia Beach, the whole nine yards, you know, Maryland, all up and down the thing. And then once it got past New York and Maine up there, son of a gun, man, it's just like all of a sudden, the identification squawk changes to a red Chinese military aircraft, and it goes and lands in Nova Scotia. All right? Well, then I've been told on the West Coast, of course, up there by Vancouver and off the coast of Washington State, there's an island and different stuff where basically the red Chinese bought that thing almost all the way up. And they got bases, they got troops there and all that kind of thing. And we've seen all of those videos of them, you know, running down the road in their BDUs, you know, and that's been recently. So, yes, we got also the bases of the red Chinese in the Bahamas, other islands in the Caribbean, the red Chinese in Mexico, which we've documented over the years, Brother Quail, and I've done that. Others have done it. You got them in Canada and various places. I talked about in 2004 and 5 about the red Chinese in Lager with the smoky trucks that Steve Quail and I were talking about back then that had the portable, incinerator or the portable crematoriums on them, and that they were doing chemical and biological weapons research on live people that they picked up in America, the homeless, the stew bums, the junkies, some of the veterans that had to sleep at night. They would grab them and put them on those trucks and lock them up and jab them with certain stuff. This biological warfare stuff has been going on against the United States for a long time. And then if somebody died or they were just done with the test subjects, they put them into the mobile crematorium and drove on down the road. And I told you that that stuff was up by Lethbridge. I also told you years ago, allegedly about the Lee family having a clinic in Alberta, in the Calgary area. And then allegedly how there was out there at one of those, nice big little lakes, not that far from Lethbridge or whatever there, the military bases out in there, that there was some kind of a weird thing where they had the bird flu, a weird bird flu in the Canadian geese and the ducks. And you remember that was also the year that the Leaf family held a worldwide symposium on bioweapons and genetic and warfare and that kind of stuff in Shanghai. Anyway, so now cyber hacks that appear to be from China, although the fake news keeps reporting them as Russia, have penetrated and compromised U.S. government agencies that control all nuclear missiles and nuclear material stockpiles. Now, nuclear regulatory and different people and the Pentagon say, oh, they just got into the administrative accounts and, you know, that kind of stuff. And they didn't get into the operational stuff. Bull crap! Bull crap! You wouldn't even be talking about it if they hadn't. And you don't even know what's been going on. And I said yesterday, just like that plane going up the coast that originally was squawking the ident of a Russian military aircraft, which in fact it has been, but then when it got past Maine and it's heading for Nova Scotia, it did, it squawked its identity as a red Chinese military aircraft and then went right on into land in the Scotia, in the New Scotland, okay? And then apparently, old mushmouth Mitch McConnell, and incidentally, remember I told you years ago, because we were looking at the book about the families and different stuff in politics, and how Mitch McConnell's wife, Lady Chow, her daddy is the biggest ship owner and whatever in Taiwan, in China, Taiwan, China. But her sisters and her daddy sit on a corporation or a company's board in Red China that makes all of their ships. And that's affiliated with the Red Chinese military. So when you got old Mushmouth, who used to not like the Chinese, apparently daddy gave somewhere allegedly between when Lady Chow and Mr. McConnell got married, somewhere between $5 million and $20 million or something like that years ago. So be that as it may, you might have somebody that's a buddy of old China Joe, you know. China Joe the thief. China Joe the thief. So what he's calling the event here is that it's a cyber red dawn. And basically this hack is an act of war, whether it is the Russians or it's the Red Chinese or maybe it's both of them, all right? Because you remember Henry Groover and all the different things he used to talk about, how the Chinese and the Russians would both attack the United States. You also remember about Dmitry Dudeman that it was Russia, and that it was Cuba and various people, other people, Iran, and that he couldn't remember the others, but probably China was one of them. You got the Gog Magog War. You can look up there and see some different things and going in there. Ezekiel 38, 39. And if you go to Ezekiel 38 and you go there to the part where it says, and ye shall go up to the land of the unwalled villages. That's America, ladies and gentlemen. So the Mushmouth is obviously got some affiliation more so with the Red Chinese than people believe. Although he should side with Taiwan, but maybe Lady Chow's daddy, lives in Taiwan, but maybe he's got affiliations with the other boys too, you see, because he's having them build his ships. Now, with respect to the possibility of some kind of a martial law declaration or what have you, I can tell you, and I don't know who that's going to go against. Could go against the Patriots. I don't know. This thing is up for grabs, and you cannot find the real skinny. Not a lot of people are willing to lay it out, and a lot of people don't know what really is going on. So you got to be real careful what you believe, what you do. Take all of this to the Lord in prayer. But I'm offering it up to you because it is a strong possibility. And then for certain, there's a strong possibility that Red China and Russia would go to war with us. At least China. And I got more to say on that. But let's just talk about Zephyr Hills. A lot of training going on down, down around the Tampa way, north of there, you know, and all of that. In the Zephyr Hills, there's a lot of Blackhawks. And not one or two or three, but a lot of them. Doing touch-and-go landings, like they're landing and, you know, going to let the troops out the sides and go get somebody. Or maybe they come to try to take somebody's guns, you know. And then you also, near there is Brooksville. I believe that's what, a reserve base or a National Guard? I think it's a reserve base. But a lot of special ops work goes on out of there, too, allegedly. So I don't know if all of this is preparation for the war with China. And certainly they have a lot of container ships where they've got their troops can house inside of those. And apparently some of those got taken out maybe down on the Baja. In Mexico, back a week or so ago. And then these loony balloons, you see. Very interesting. We had a picket line a day or so ago, a picket line, about three or four of them over there, waiting to see what comes off the ships off of Puerto Rico. And then that way they can see any of the ships coming from Oceania, Virginia Beach, or any of them coming out of the Carolinas or South Carolina or coming out of Florida or Georgia, the King's Island, that kind of stuff, where they're getting ready to maybe go down and hit the Red Chinese in the Bahamas and some of the other islands, or maybe they're going to go to Venezuela and hit there. We do have carriers right off our coast, not all of them, but some, and that's there because they're trying to protect. Also, the other stuff that, if you think about it, the reports that Al Turner and others have had about all of the U.S. military aircraft that are up in the air going back and forth, getting refueled up, the tankers and all the stuff. Some of them, like the Buffs, the B-52s, went to the Middle East. You've had some stuff go to Guam, okay? But here's the deal. Some of this stuff is being put off our coast to defend the United States. And some of the planes are up in the air because in this day and age, let's say you had it in the old days like the ready flight or the on alert flight, and they were all piloted up, suited up in their, you know, stuff with their parachutes, and they were sitting in a little shack by the runway. If they were really active and they were in the planes or in the jets or whatever themselves or the bombers, and they had the engines and they were ready to go, and then maybe the next sortie was coming in behind them, you know, all of that kind of stuff. The problem is when you shoot one of these hypersonic missiles, it goes whoom and it goes hypersonic, and in less than 1 minute or 2 minutes, bingo, there it is. Whoop, there it is, and then kaboom. Dmitry Dudeman, look up his prophecy for the United States and what we're talking about. And in the midst of a civil war or an internal strife that the communists have started, then you'll have Russia find out about where all the secret storage of all our nuclear weapons and other stuff is at, and then they will hit us. Well, maybe it's Russia, and maybe it's the Red Chinese too. Maybe it's Iran. But somebody's doing a lot of training with Blackhawks down there in the Zephyr Hills. And I think they're training maybe to zoom in if there's any of the boys coming out of the container ships or hitting the beach, or if there's any quote-unquote Red Chinese or Russian paratroopers coming out of Antonov 12s. And meanwhile, the NSA is worried about what? How many times you poop in your toilet? Is worried about how many peanut butter sandwiches you eat in a week's time? Is listening to every one of your text, phone calls, satellite phones, you know, whatever you got, your landline, your cell phone, your text, your personal messages, your whole bit. They're paying attention to all of that, and they're letting the enemy come in and ream them in the butt. And, oh, this Krebs, remember the guy? I talked about him last night. Old Krebs, he was going to do rumor control, and he was so proud of how cybersecurity of the election of the Department of Human Sacrifice, everything was A-OK, and they were tight ship, bop, 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 bop. And bingo, nobody was. For 9 months or whatever this thing's been going on, right under his freaking nose. They ought to run him, like, they ought to run him to a Gitmo, you know? See what he's got up his sleeve. So I'm going to go back down this update because it's very interesting. Cyber hacks appear to be from China, although fake news keeps reporting Russia have penetrated and compromised U.S. government agencies that control all nuclear missiles and nuclear material stockpiles. A devastating cyber attack, huge implications for national security. Calling the event Cyber Red Dawn, General Flynn appears to call for Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act and confirms foreign interference in the U.S. elections. I've had some independent confirmation about that. Lynn Wood accuses Scrotum Court Justice Roberts of being a treasonous, corrupt, and allegedly pedophile, allegedly who has betrayed America. Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts, allegedly, okay? Now, the Scrotum or SCOTUS is designated as a complicit in conspiracy to overthrow the United States of America and reminder of the Pentagon order to shut down its internal secure communication system across the board due to devastating cyber intrusion that happened, what, last weekend or whatever. Department of Energy and National Nuclear Security Administration were both hacked and compromised, revealing national security secrets and details about America's nuclear missiles, nuclear fuel, conventional power grid assets, and more. Huge breach of cyber warfare. Now they say, oh, they just got into the administrative files. Bull hockey! Horse hockey and bull crap. U.S. Army reveals we expect adversary actions directed against the homeland. I would agree with that. SCOTUS is slow walking the Sidney Powell lawsuit, and yet another betrayal of America. The courts will not be the solution, only the military. Dr. Jerome Corsi says Trump will win. There's a big tug of war with the National Intelligence Agency. Miles Guo says the war between the Chinese Communist Party and the United States has already started, and the battlefield is in the United States, you know? Vaccine news. A second Alaska healthcare worker has an allergic reaction to Pfizer coronavirus one day after another staff member at the same hospital went into anaphylactic shock. Okay, let's see what else he's got in the update. Anyway, that's at naturalnews.com. It's the update for today. So I thought I would just put that out for you at least. Okay? Let's see what we got here. Let's see. Okay. This is from my old pal, the Crazy Horse. Al Turner said a couple of nights ago, word is that China is going to hit the mainland U.S. on Christmas Day. That would not surprise me, okay? So that's something to keep in your repertoire and to take it to the Lord in prayer. Okay, now somebody said I was off air for a short time. Now I'm back on. Thank you. Thank you for that. And hopefully everybody's getting it. Now somebody else has sent me something here and saying, oh, yeah, Mr. Beehog, Mr. Brush Hog, yeah. So Mike Pence may have been a clone. That's a possibility, too. He's hearing that. Gentleman is also hearing the strong possibility there's going to be something going down here pretty quick, and you better get your Second Amendment stuff in order. So that's some very interesting things. And I'll tell you, in my spirit, I know that we're ready to go to war and do something. Something big is coming. The last time I felt like this and I don't feel as fearful as I did back then, because now I've been walking with the true commander-in-chief, okay, for quite some time now again. Thanks to Brother Steve Quayle for making it okay for me to come back to Jesus. And I'm passing it on, and I hope if you're out there, if you will just repent of your sins. Get on your knees, repent of your sins to Lord Jesus, and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, and he'll start to wash you clean, because there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what, we're celebrating his birth. Celebrating his birth. And I want to tell you, while we're talking about that, let me just tell you one more time. These are good people here. Good people who do tremendous work and have done it for 50 years. Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, Nunemaker. And there it started tremendous missionary efforts in Indochina, Indochine, the old French Indochine. And they've got senior pastors that they trained up years ago. They're training other pastors. Now the senior pastor training them. And many of you out there in the audience have been helping them to get Bibles and songbooks in the precise dialect of the mountain tribes, the Montagnard, if you remember, and some of you still do. And these people are on fire for the word of the Lord. And I'm going to give you an address, if you can, at this time of year, one more time. Dave and Debbie, and incidentally, let's take a moment. They have a son in a hospital somewhere in Georgia who had a stroke and has got some paralysis on one of his sides. I want you to go right now and pray with me. Lord Jesus, will you go immediately to Dave and Debbie's son in the hospital? You know who he is, Lord Jesus. Go to him and give him a medical miracle and restore him, Lord. Restore him, Lord Jesus, to more optimum health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. So Dave and Debbie have been working hard and hard and hard to get the Montagnards, who are on fire for Jesus, to get them the Bibles. If you'd like to help them out a little bit, they still have people that are able to get the Bibles printed in the specific dialects. And we put, I think, several thousand of them in there. And they just are on fire. When they get the boxes of them, they open them up. They got a brand new Bible and they got a songbook, all in their own language, their own dialect of the particular tribe. and these would be in Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states of China, Vietnam, Burma, Myanmar, whatever they want to call it now, all in the net down in that area. And it's a marvelous miracle that they're able to distribute them in the face of strong communist people trying to hunt them down and destroy these ministries. But I'm going to tell you, they're baptizing in water. They're praying. They're doing all kind of stuff. The youth are reading the Bibles. They got all kind of people rejoicing in the word now. Here's how you get any money to them. You can send a check, money order, cash, whatever. Send it in a letter or card to the Gospel Furthering Fellowship. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton. 221 Hamilton, H-A-M-I-L-T-O-N. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, that's M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. 17067. And that's USA, because there's people that listen to this show that are in other places, you know. But Lord Jesus, God bless these people for working on your behalf with the Montagnards. And when you send it to that Gospel Furthering Fellowship, put a note in there, for the Indochina Bible Project or the Nunamakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunamaker Bible Project. Or Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, the USA. And all, ladies and gentlemen, oh yes, let me tell you what, if you want to keep old Hawk in the game, you want to keep me swinging at the old ball bat at Lucy's head, at his shins, hitting him up for a change, trying to make his people take a step back and to stand in the gap while we can on his behalf of the Lord Jesus against evil and against Lucifer and his henchmen in the U.S. government, his henchmen in the Chinese government, in all the governments and the big banks and the royal families and the Illuminati and all of those people and all of their minions and henchmen and all the different stuff and their pumps that are all out there and the crazy people that they control through the MK Ultra and all the things. And I'm going to tell you a story about that in a minute. It was chilling. I heard it today, by the way. But you want to keep old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. It's, let me tell you, it's most needed and wanted. And God bless all of those who send. I can't answer everybody right this minute or on air, but there's a whole lot of people out there. Let me just, you know, go down the old stuff. The old Warren Soul Drive people. Big Mac. Dunlap Highway. The old Scholar Temecula, Mr. RG, Mars Hill Gang, Captain K, the old North Dallas, the Maine Maniacs, the Buffalo Gals, the Buzz people in South Carolina, the Ozarks Gym, B&E of B. Let me tell you something. God bless you all. And thank you for what you do, Sam. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And if I miss somebody, I can't think of everybody at this time. Oh, Beatrice, Nebraska. Other place in Nebraska. some others in Washington State. You know, it's just incredible. Just incredible. And thank you, because it makes a difference and it keeps me in the game. Keep old Hawk in the game. Anything can be sent. Federal Reserve note. A little bit of silver, gold, easiest. You can also send a check. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And once again, may the Lord Jesus bless you 10,000-fold. And I, what I basically use it for is to buy my prescriptions and to keep me in the game and to do the things. And I don't have to go into all of that right now, and to also buy insurance and all the stuff that keeps me in the game, all right? And whatever else goes to food and what have you. This is not a giant thing. I'm not Rush Limbaugh or, you know, somebody like that. The Lord had me to do it the way I'm doing it, and that's the way I'm doing it. And by golly, I've been here 6 years, thanks to the Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven, and also to you listeners out there. I pray that He will provide you with superabundance in everything you need and want as you come down the line here. Now, let me tell you something quite interesting, because I heard about it today, and it was about in a Catholic church in a fairly prominent or fairly upper middle class neighborhood with a real nice church, and they have mass, you know, several times, really nice, got a school, the whole bit. And somebody was in the front seats, and they were watching, you know, or, you know, the front couple, two, three rows or whatever. And they were watching these two young teenagers in the very front seat, right out in front, in the front pew. And they had some kind of a weird bag or something with them. And one of them kept kneeling down the entire time, kneeling down. And some people thought, well, maybe he's had his... one of his family members died or something like that, you know. And then it came time to where they were going through and the mass was ongoing. And then they got up and left and went to the back, went somewhere, and then came back in. And then when communion was given, they were right in the front row to take the communion. And as they did, they took the host. But instead of putting the host in their mouth, they took the host and they took off running. At that point, a senior priest who was not even given the mass must have been watching. And he came running out of the back of the church there, come running out to chase these kids. And then all of a sudden, three or four men in the congregation jumped up and they said, oh boy, the priest is chasing these guys. And they were able to grab them before they got to the parking lot. What they found out was this. Listen up, people. Listen up. Hear what I got to say. These two young teenage men were in that church to take hosts during communion, and instead of eating the host and drinking the wine, they took the host and they were running out because they were going to do a black magic ceremony with the host. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the beginning of sorrows, as the Lord Jesus told us in Matthew 24. Read that in the King James again tonight. Read Matthew 25. Read Luke 21. Going to read the Revelations. But you ought to be reading it to your children or your grandkids and explaining to them what's getting ready to going to start to happen. Because you ain't going to believe what's going to happen. If you've been listening to me, I've been telling you what the Lord Jesus has been telling you. Now, I talked to Greg Evenson's lovely wife today. I haven't talked to her for a little while, and it was just, it had been too long. We spent a lot of time discussing a lot of stuff about Brother Greg Evenson. For those of you who don't know, Greg was a tremendous trainer, special operations person, the most decorated at the time, Kansas State Trooper, a whole lot of things you can't even go into because the guy was just, had been involved in space operations and in time travel operations, a whole lot of stuff. But I'm going to tell you what, I asked her what Greg would say tonight or would tell everybody out there. She said, talk to his old buddies, the state troopers, the sheriff's deputies, the police, you know, departments, the feds, the different ones from all the different country, you know, or states and towns that Greg knew so well, like the old Crossroads or the old state troopers in Kansas or the ones in Colorado that meet up with the ones in Kansas way out on the prairie sometimes. Or the ones in Illinois that Greg used to know. Or the ones, the old people down there in Mississippi. There's a lot of fine people in Arkansas that Greg used buddies with. But what he used to always say, you're going to be forced to make a choice to side with the Lord and on behalf of the people with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, or you're going to have to side with evil. And that's going to be your choice. And you might think, well, I'm just going to enforce the law and bup, 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 bup. No, it's not going to be a walk through the raindrops thing. You're going to have to come to the decision here pretty quick whether you're going to serve the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven and stay with your people, the people in your town, your county, your township, your state, whatever. Or you're going to have to side with evil who's going to try to direct you to start grinding and killing and grabbing them, going to take the people's guns, you know. There's a whole lot of different names for all of that stuff. But remember when I used to have Greg Evenson on and I would read to you from something called, look it up, maybe you can find it, maybe not, Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, okay? It was 12 October 2008. And that's the problem that I have with Declaration of Martial Law, because the latest document was 2008, and it goes into a search and destroy missions and going block to block, taking people out, all kind of stuff. And this is shortly before November 20, 2008, presidential election. George Bush signed directives which were embodied in the following U.S. Army document. Let me say again. Domestic Insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008. And then this is not to be against any peace officers like those from L.A. or the old Chips or any of the old boys and girls, you know. Maybe even one or two from the old Rampart, you know. But I read this last night. I'm going to read it again. This is from Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. Because someday China Joe and Commissar Kamala or somebody's going to come Or maybe it's going to be the Red Chinese Commandos. All right? Or maybe it's going to be the Spetsnaz. And here's Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn and how he burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family. This is in Russia, you see. Or if during periods of mass arrests, for example, in Leningrad, which that's St. Petersburg today, when they arrested one quarter of the entire city, I think they arrested about 200,000 to 250,000 people. If people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step on the staircase, but had understood. Listen, people, listen up. They had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Joe Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. He's telling you to set up an ambush when the time comes, and if you got a little something more besides an axe or a hammer or a poker or a club, those are okay too. You got kitchen knives, you got weed whacker deals, those old weed whackers, you know, sickles, scythes, screwdrivers, ball peen hammers, claw hammers, hatchets. You got revolvers and pistolas, you know. You got rifles and shotguns. And if you could only have just one thing, I would give you a choice of two, but if you only had one thing, then get you a 12-gauge pump shotgun, because you can still get ammunition, you can still get shotgun shells right now. They may not be slugs. They may not be the double-aught buck, but you can get number two or number three or number four shot. And I'm going to tell you what, if you're close enough, you got six shot or seven shot, you pop somebody, you know, within about 20 feet, they're going to go down. You know what I'm saying? Boom, bugga, boom. And when you rack that slide, click, man, you know, I'm going to tell you, you're going to be there, and somebody is always going to tell you, you cannot fight the modern troops, and blah, 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 you know? I heard that guy read a new modern, it's a guy, I think it was at Stone Mountain not long ago. And I didn't listen to the whole video because I got the gist. And he said, well, you know, they always say you can't fight City Hall, or you can't fight the big troops and all that. And he said, well, what was it that the Viet Cong did and the North Vietnamese did? What was it that the Afghans did and the Iraqis did? They didn't give a hoot about who was coming to fight them. They fought. So keep that in mind. And where there's a will, there's a way, and I'm going to tell you something. If you're standing there in the gap against evil on behalf of Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, then I'm going to tell you what, you put on the full armor of God, and maybe you put on the level 4 body armor and the PASGAD helmet, and you're loaded with your fight load, and I don't care if you're 75 years of age or whatever. Because a lot of people 70 years of age, you can say, hey, you know, there's some older than that that are still around that say, you know, I rode in on a little rubber duck out of a submarine onto a Japanese island, you know? And they're pretty old now. But they said I went in there with a big old Randall Bowie fighting knife, you know, Randall fighting knife or a Bowie knife. A Marine Raider Bowie, you know? And nobody knew I came ashore, and when I left, there was a whole lot of the enemy that no longer was able to fight. And then I would swim back out, get onto the rubber ducky, and go back out and get picked up. So I'm going to tell you, it's not an age thing. You can stand in the gap, and if you lose your life in this world, and I got a helicopter coming right over the head of the house right now. I can hear it. Chinook. And then one of them, I'm going to state this today. One of the friends of this show in a whole nother state. Well, I called him on the phone. He said, right now I got a black SUV sitting right outside of my window in the parking lot. Listening in. So we started talking to him. And I said, well, you better not pull out that laser weapon you've got, you know, being the expert on Nikola Tesla and stuff. And then I said, shall we make him famous on tonight on the radio? And I'll be dadgummed if they didn't fire that SUV up and take off out of the parking lot right by his window. So I'm going to tell you, people, it's alive and real out there. I've had that stuff many times because they cannot deal with it. And there's a whole lot of people that are in your government that are in the payroll and the clutches of the Red Chinese military. I've told you about from Hillary and Billy Clinton on down. I told you about Mushmouth, Mitch McConnell. Over the years, I told you all of that. Now you got Swalwell and all these different people. And you got a large number of people in the U.S. military and also in the U.S. intelligence and apparently in the U.S. Justice Department, the FBI, and the Supreme Court who are taking the Red Chinese payroll, okay? Or they have blackmail on them. They got blackmail on them. And they're doing the bidding of the Red Chinese. Now, apparently, the Director of National Intelligence, Ratcliffe, has confirmed foreign interference in the election. And that there might be select martial law for select states. A limited, quote-unquote, declaration of martial law. And this is per, apparently, Hal Turner. An invocation and or invocation of the Insurrection Act of 1807 may be hours away for several specific U.S. states. It's going to get really wild, Weasel. I don't know if that's going to happen or when. But apparently, there's enough information and evidence which has never been heard by a court. They have refused to hear the evidence because of timing, standing, procedural issues. But Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, and maybe Arizona as well. So they're talking about locking down all election facilities, voting assets, and the machines and the whole bit. Any of the records? U.S. Army apparently has been redeploying troops and equipment within the United States in anticipation of a limited martial law declaration. This is not a drill, is what I believe Mr. Turner is talking about. Now, I can't confirm that, but I'm reporting that because that is a possibility. Now, my problem is that eventually, if it starts out with President Trump running the show, suppose something happens and it gets flipped. It gets flipped. But either way, I think you will see at the same time the Red Chinese start to go pop goes the weasel, and the Russians going pop goes the weasel. And then we're going to go pop goes the weasel on them, okay? What I'd like to see is a TR-3 just go in and pop up a bunch of, maybe even a TR-4 or a 5 or a 6. And pop up over the Red Chinese bases there in the Bahamas and various places. Off Washington State, up there by Canada and Washington State, by B.C., up there off by Nova Scotia, and also in other portions of the interior of Canada. And apparently there are over 25 governors of the United States on the Chinese payroll. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to give a neat Christmas gift, you go to Steve Quayle, Quayle.com, stevequayle.com, and give one of his books and DVD sets. Get a couple different things and give them to your kids so they understand what is coming, so they understand it. If you've got a little extra and you've already got your other preps done, your food, your water, your firearms, your medical supplies, your NBC, nuclear, biological, chemical gear, then you might also order up some silver or gold. SteveQuayle.com, SteveQuayle.com. Tell them the old hawk sent you. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand up for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your property, and your Bill of Rights. Smart men and women of valor, use your high tech to strike blows against the enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, good night. Go out and get something to protect for food, or some probiotics, or medicine. Good night.